The rusted sign by the overgrown road promised Serenity Acres. But Silas saw only teeth gnashing in the peeling white paint. Gut instinct, honed by years spent scraping a living from forgotten parcels, urged him onward. Yet curiosity, the moth to his dusty soul's flame, drew him deeper. The lane, choked by brambles, swallowed his truck whole. Sunlight dripped through skeletal trees, casting stark shadows that writhed like unearthed worms. A breeze, whispering secrets in an unknown tongue, stirred the dead leaves in a macabre ballet. The farmhouse, a skull-white gash against the dying day, crouched at the lane's end. Cobwebs, like desiccated dreams, draped its porch. Windows, vacant black eyes, stared him down. Silas's steps thudded like a dirge as he crossed the creaking bones of the porch swing. The door, warped by the secrets it held, yielded with a moan. Inside, dust motes danced in a shaft of fading light. The air, thick with silence, pressed against his chest, a living shroud. Cobwebs brushed his face, whispering of things best left forgotten. In the kitchen, time had curdled. Flies buzz, black commas punctuating the stillness. Dishes, crusted with the ghosts of meals, sat on the table, a forgotten feast for ravenous shadows. A rocking chair, abandoned midway, creaked accusingly. Upstairs, shadows pulsed in the gloom. Each floorboard groaned a tortured protest beneath his tentative steps. In a child's room, a rocking horse with sightless button eyes stood frozen mid-gallop, as if petrified by some unspeakable terror. The attic, cold and dank, reeked of decay. A rocking chair, older than time itself, sat in the corner, a skeletal hand frozen on its armrest. As Silas touched it, the wood shrieked, and the hand twitched, fingers curling into a silent scream. He fled, the house erupting in a symphony of groans and moans. Outside, the sun had bled into night, and the moon, a watchful eye, hung low in the inky sky. The car roared to life, the tires spitting gravel like curses. Yet, as he sped away, he swore he saw something in the rearview mirror, a rocking chair silhouette against the moonlit window, swaying ever so slightly, with a hand that now beckoned. In his dreams, the rocking chair haunts him, a silent sentinel of Serenity Acres, where time stands still and shadows whisper of horrors unseen. And in the waking hours, he hears the faint creak, 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 reminding him that some roads are best left untraveled, some houses best left unopened, and some rocking chairs, best left rocking eternally, empty and alone.